Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Midnight Burger will always be free to listen to, but it's not free to make. So please consider supporting us on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. For early access, ad-free shows, exclusive content, and our enduring gratitude, just go to patreon.com/midnightburger or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Previously on Midnight Burger.
And that's a shame, because I was just getting on the trail of my favorite one yet. Something about a man in Jerusalem in the 14th century. A man named Tarik of York. I swear to God, I have found evidence of this man, Tarik of York, over the last 700 years. Same guy. 700 years.
What the hell does that mean, y'all? Is there another one?
The way people are migrating across the globe now, I may never know. I've lost track of him at this point.
There was only one place I ever felt safe. This place turned into another one.
It's not a bad place to be. What was the other place?
Jerusalem.
Let's start the shift.
Tarik, open up, my friend.
I do not believe we had business today, Yosef.
We do not. May I come in?
Of course.
How have you been?
Did I not see you yesterday, Yosef?
Yes, of course. My mistake.
To what do I owe this pleasure?
Many an interesting tale here in Yerushalayim.
True. It is a very interesting place.
Bar Kokhba's died.
I have heard this.
You've heard this?
I heard this in the market just this morning.
I do not like it when you get the news not from me.
I apologize.
Susanna is very worried about this.
As I recall, your wife is at all times worried about all things.
With Bar Kokhba dead, his son inherits the kingdom. His son is only aged 11 years. Now I'm hearing rumors of the Ottomans coming in from the east.
The Ottomans will stay where they are.
You think?
To take this city, you must be up for a climb. And the Mamluks are already here, so why bother?
Very well, very well.
Is this why you've come today, to warn me of the Ottomans?
I require your assistance.
Interesting, that's usually the other way around.
Yes, strange things happening outside the city today.
Oh?
I was born in the city. I've lived in the city for all of my life. Somewhere along the way, I have become a person that people come to when there are strange goings on.
This I know.
Two shepherds outside the city. They have come upon something strange and ask for my assistance.
And?
I cannot give them my assistance.
Why?
It is a woman.
A woman?
They have found a woman outside the city.
Found? Explain what you mean by found.
She is, I find this hard to explain. Perhaps we should depart, see for ourselves.
Is she lost?
She is most definitely lost.
She's most likely a pilgrim, strayed from her congregation and found herself outside the city. How do you need my assistance?
She is a woman alone.
As you've said.
I am a married man. The shepherds are married men. We are pious men, men of God.
You must be joking.
I am not.
You have come to me on this day because there is a single woman in the countryside.
Yes.
And you, as a pious, married man, cannot be alone with a woman?
Yes.
Whereas I, an unmarried man and a Christian, can be alone with a woman without receiving God's displeasure.
I imagine you will still receive his displeasure, but you don't seem to mind too much.
What do you expect me to do about a mysterious single woman in the countryside?
It will take us quite some time to get there. We shall discover a solution along the way.
A solution? Yosef, I have yet to see what the problem is. There is a woman outside the city. What is the crisis?
She is unusual.
In what sense?
Her hair is the color of flames.
That's not unusual. At least, not in my part of the world.
Yes, but in the countryside, around the city, they grow worried of her presence. There is talk of witchcraft.
There is always talk of witchcraft in the countryside. In fact, that is all there is talk of in the countryside.
What of the... Do not you English have something? What is it? Chivalry.
I'm not a knight. I'm a scholar.
Derek, it is a woman alone. Let us be men.
Unfortunately, my curiosity has been awakened.
As I knew it would be.
Very well, Yosef. Let us go see a strange woman in the countryside. Well, there she is.
She was found in this field by the shepherds. She's been lying there with her face to the ground throughout the day.
It's the reddest hair I've ever seen. You haven't seen her face?
She will not raise her eyes.
So you've all just stood here?
The situation is more complex than you know, but perhaps you should first try and speak with her.
The fact that you think your God would look unfavorably on you for giving assistance to a woman who is obviously in need of it is simply ridiculous.
Yes, but I know I have my friend Derek, so I can remain pious and also help her through you.
Throughout the day she has been here, Yosef.
And her suffering soon shall end because you have arrived.
Give me that skin of water. My lady.
Who are you?
I am Tarik of York. I have water.
I'm not thirsty.
You've been in the sun all day.
I'm not.
May I see your face?
No.
Have you been injured?
I can't look up.
Why can you not?
The The sky. I can't look at the sky.
You cannot look at the sky.
If I look at the sky, I get dizzy and fall down.
Are you ill?
I don't know.
Well met to you, my lady.
Now you approach.
She is not alone. Now I approach.
She won't take water and is unable to rise.
She must, though. There is an urgency to what we do.
Why?
I may not have been entirely honest back at your home.
What is it?
They have come from surrounding farms to see this woman. They are very concerned she is a bad omen.
Wonderful.
I may have assured them that you are going to take this woman and return with her to your homeland.
My homeland?
Yes.
Of England?
Yes.
There is one problem with this endeavor, Yusuf.
That you are not, in fact, returning to your homeland?
Yes.
All the same, I think we should make a show of it. We shall pretend you are taking her away, but we shall go around the mountain the long way and then take her into the city.
I see that lies are completely accepted by your god.
I shall work such things out with Hashem. I have a covered wagon for us. We should leave. They are becoming very upset.
Bring the wagon round.
You are a good man, Tarik.
May I ask your name?
Go ahead.
What is your name?
I don't know.
You don't know your name?
I can't remember anything.
Oh my. My lady, we must depart.
Where?
I will take you back to my home in the city.
I can't even take two steps without falling.
And I shall carry you. Does the covered wagon help?
Yes, thank you.
You said you cannot look at the sky.
Yes.
Why is this?
I have no idea.
You have no memory of how you came to be lying in that field?
I tried walking for a long time, but every time I took a few steps, I would fall.
That is strange.
Yes.
Do you remember where you're from? We speak the same tongue, but your way of speaking is quite different from mine.
I don't remember. Where am I?
Jerusalem.
What is that?
What is it?
Yes, what's Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is a city.
Oh.
You shouldn't worry. I've seen something like this before. My brother, Tybalt, has been in many battles, mostly skirmishes with Scotland. In the aftermath of one of these battles, he was horribly injured. He had a very difficult time remembering people's names for days afterwards. You may have sustained an injury that has caused your memories to leave you, but they will return.
Okay.
Can you tell me anything at all? Your lost memory. Anything you can grasp in your mind.
It can't be a memory. It has to be a dream.
Tell me.
I was surrounded by trees. They were so tall, they seemed to reach for the sky. There were two people there looking down at me. I heard sirens approaching. Then I was lying down, but going very fast. I could still hear the sirens. Then I was somewhere else. Everyone was wearing blue. We can't... What was it? We can't get the IV in her. They said that. And then they were gone. The room was empty, and I ran... I flung the door open and I was, I was suddenly floating above the earth. I could see all of it. I could see the sunrise from above the earth, and then I started falling. My body was glowing red. And then I woke up here.
Yes, I would call that a dream.
Yeah. Can you tell me the date? Maybe that will help.
Of course. It is the 5th of June in the year of our Lord, 1399.
The year of his Lord, 1399. The year is 5159.
Oh, shut it.
And who is that?
That is Yosef. He is a friend.
And you two don't agree on what year it is?
we agree that we are in the same year, we disagree on how to count the years.
Why?
Because I am a Christian and he is a Jew.
What does that mean?
I fear your memories may be worse off than we thought.
Great. What is that?
A celebration of some sort. Yosef, who is that celebrating?
I believe the Armenians.
Ah.
What are they celebrating?
In the city of Jerusalem, it is always someone's religious holiday. You begin to ignore it.
Your name is Tarek?
Tarek.
Thank you for getting me out of that field, Tarek.
Of course.
Thank you too, Yosef.
The pleasure is mine, my lady.
I don't know what to do now.
No need to do anything. You will stay at my home until your mind returns to you. You will have everything you need.
What if it takes a long time?
Then take a long time it shall.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, we all have things that weigh on us from time to time. Stresses, anxieties, things we really need to get off our chest. I know I do. When we keep that stuff bottled up inside, it can really start to take a toll. That's why therapy is so important. It provides a safe, judgment-free space to open up, share what's on your mind, and figure out healthy ways to cope with whatever is burdening you. I can say from personal experience that therapy has been incredibly beneficial in my own life. It's helped me develop positive coping skills, set healthy boundaries, and become maybe not the best version of myself, but a better version of myself. And you don't need to have gone through major trauma to benefit from therapy. We all face challenges and can use support in navigating them. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, so it's super convenient and flexible to fit your schedule. You just fill out a quick questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want to switch therapists at any point, you can do so easily at no extra charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/burger today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/burger.
She finally awakens.
How long was I out?
Nearly an entire day.
Really?
Yes, I began to worry. But then I remembered that you survived an entire day in the Jerusalem sun without water. You're made of sterner stuff.
Do you think they're telling stories of a crazy red-headed woman to scare their children now?
The way you speak is so strange.
The way you speak sounds pretty strange to me.
I imagine so.
So, now what do I do?
I've had quite some time to think on it. I cannot seem to find a path forward.
Is that the city out there?
Yes. Would you like to see?
I don't know. There's a lot of sky out there.
The city's been there for 3,000 years. You have time to see it. Why do you believe looking at the sky makes you feel so ill at ease?
I don't know. It's like it's something I'm not used to.
Not used to? Well, this sky is everywhere. You should probably begin to acquaint yourself.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to walk up to the balcony. If I start to get weird, don't let me fall off.
I shall not.
Okay. is okay. It's beautiful.
This time of day in particular, yes. We are in what's becoming the new city. Over there, you can see the great walls. Behind those walls is the old city. The city that has been here since practically the dawn of man.
What is that?
The Muslim call to prayer. A man sings that at various times of day to let all those of Muslim faith know it is time to pray.
There's so much I don't understand.
It will come.
What were you playing just now?
Stella Splendens. It means bright star. I was actually conducting an experiment.
What's the experiment?
Well, the other evening, I played this song and a star fell from the sky as I played. I thought I would try it again, but alas.
You thought playing a song would make a star fall from the sky?
Perhaps it wasn't the most scientific of experiments.
What is that thing?
I should be playing a lute, but my lute was lost when I made the journey to Jerusalem. Then I was in an area of the new city where all of the Greeks congregate, and there was a luthier. He had this for sale, and I procured it. It is called a bouzouki.
That's a funny name.
It is.
I should probably have a name.
I'm sure you have a name.
Me too, but you have to call me something until I remember, so... Call me something.
You want me to choose your name?
That would help. Yes, if you would just... do it.
Clementine.
Clementine?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
It means merciful.
Merciful?
Merciful.
Fine. You like it?
I do.
Okay. Then that's me. Until I remember something, I'm Clementine.
Well met, Clementine.
I'm going to figure this out.
I believe you.
Can you play the song again?
Yes.
So, how is our new friend enjoying the city?
It's been several days now, and she has yet to venture out into the city. But she appears to be doing well.
Has she remembered anything?
No, it's very strange.
Nothing?
No, not even a name. She asked me to give her a name.
Give one to her?
Yes, I call her Clementine.
Clementine?
Yes. After Saint Clement, it means merciful.
It does not sound right coming out of my mouth. This is not a Jewish name.
Of course it's not a Jewish name, Yosef. Did you expect me to give her a Jewish name?
If she had a Jewish name, she may remember things.
How in the world would a Jewish name help her remember who she was?
Ah, Jews remember everything.
Ridiculous.
What do we look for today?
Beets.
What?
Beets.
What is beets?
It's... She asked for them. I thought I would try the marketplace.
I've never heard of them.
Have you never had a beet before?
You say this like it is impossible that I've never had a beet.
It's a root. It's purple. They're around every corner back home.
Why has she asked for this?
I am unsure.
Perhaps this is progress.
I was asking for beets progress.
She remembers that she wants something.
Suppose you're right.
Perhaps I should meet with her again.
Why?
To be a friend, to be a neighbor, things such as this.
What are you up to?
I'm up to nothing.
I can smell it on you when you have a scheme afoot, Yosef.
There are no schemes on my feet, my friend.
Yosef.
There is only one thing in Jerusalem that outnumbers the holy men. What is this?
Thieves.
Thieves, liars. What is that other word, the one I like?
Charlatans.
Charlatans. For some strange reason, houses of God attract both the pious and the profane. Who was our favorite? Do you remember?
Salazar the Domage.
That is the one. He claimed his flatbread recipe was from the Virgin Mary, that it had been passed to him over the ages, and that it offered absolution and healing to all those who ate it. There are many like him all over this city.
You are implying that she is one of these charlatans.
I imply nothing. I simply say to you this. When you are around this woman, do you feel that your head is clear?
Yes.
Are you now in this marketplace trying to find her a route that does not exist?
What do you suggest?
The wine you've been asking for has finally arrived. I shall bring it by later this day. I shall stay, we shall talk. I shall make sure she is not selling magical flatbreads.
What will you be able to see that I could not?
Many, many things, my friend.
Wait, I'm sorry. You speak how many languages?
That may depend.
Depend on what?
On what you need me to say.
What do you mean?
The language of the French, the Spanish, the language of Rome, I speak them very well. English, Arabic, very well. Greek, I could give you directions.
How did you learn all these languages?
Around 100 years ago, the Turks came. They swept through the city, leaving very few alive. Not just the Jews, Christians and Muslims as well. Any man or woman who lived in the new city or old was marked for death. The hordes rode through the streets, killing everything in their path. For the longest time, it was a city of ghosts. But then, far to the north, in a city called Heidelberg, a man, Isaac of Bilstein, decided it was time for the Jews to return to Jerusalem. My parents came with him. I was a young boy in Jerusalem, trying to make my way. I was an errand boy for pilgrims from a place called Normandy. I learned French. You learn French, Spanish is not so difficult. You learn Spanish, the language of Rome is even easier. I even learned this bastard of a language, English.
English is a beautiful language. One day the whole world will speak it.
Impossible.
A man like Yosef is essential for life in Jerusalem. He speaks all of the languages, has relationships with all the right people. It would have been a very confusing city without him.
Well, why did you come here, Tarek?
Cease your laughter.
I cannot help myself. I'm so elated we have found ourselves here.
What's so funny?
Yosef thinks the focus of my scholarly activities is to be laughed at.
What is it?
Would you like some wine?
Sure. What is it?
Try it.
Kind of tastes like rotten fruit and wood.
That is
not far off from what it is supposed to taste like, yes.
Why do you drink this?
It is a thing to be shared among friends.
Okay.
It's more widespread in my homeland, mainly because the drinking water is quite often putrid.
What a paradise you describe.
Okay, so this is where Yosef was born. What about you, Tarek? What is your home like? What is it called?
York. It is a lovely place. Jewel of the Great North Road.
Why did you leave?
I left because it was home. And home can have its difficulties.
And you came here?
Yes, my studies brought me here.
Your studies that Yosef likes to make fun of?
Yes.
What is so funny about what you're studying?
It is...
Go on, don't be ashamed.
I study a much maligned science that concerns itself with many things. One of those things being the transmutation of lead into gold.
Okay, so why is that funny?
It is ridiculous.
Alchemy is a science that has been practiced for hundreds of years.
Has it? And where is all this gold that has been made?
No one has yet achieved the transmutation of lead into gold.
Okay, someone explain lead to me, and someone explain gold to me.
Clementine, you truly have forgotten many things, haven't you?
Here. Here is lead. Not without value, it has its uses, but it is drab. Grey. It is the color of an unending sadness.
I agree.
And this is gold.
Ooh.
It is an extraordinary metal. The rarest thing on this earth. And I have dedicated my life to turning this lead into this gold.
Seems like that would be really hard to do.
As I said, not one alchemist in all our history has found a way to achieve this.
But you keep at it.
Yes, we keep at it.
Well, good luck.
We hope the answers will be revealed before your Messiah returns.
Yosef, I think you're being a little mean to Tarek. This is obviously his life's work.
I've tried to tell him that I have already perfected the means to create gold.
Really? How do you do it?
It is an ancient process enshrouded in mystery. In the morning, I rise, I move into the city and work all day long. By the end of the day, I have magically created gold.
He's merciless about this. He's always been.
I am fascinated by you, Terek. You would spend 10 years learning to make one lump of gold rather than working for 10 years to make a pile of it.
I'm not trying to become a rich man.
You would learn how to create gold and not make yourself a wealthy man. This makes you an even greater fool.
I've tried to explain this to you, and it's always fallen on deaf ears.
You're right. I shall cease. I must take my leave of you anyway. The Sisters of the Austrian Holy Cross need a guide into the old city. I must go and meet them. They pay very well, the Holy Sisters. Clementine, you may have lost all your memories, but you have not lost your charisma.
Thanks, Yosef.
You know how to get word to me, should you need me?
Oh, I actually don't have any idea how to do anything, Yosef, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
Very good. Until tomorrow, Terry.
Until tomorrow.
Okay. First of all, wine is great. I don't know whose idea it was, but they did a great job. I'm a big fan.
I'm pleased that it pleases you.
I feel like you got your feelings hurt a little bit by Yosef just now.
Yosef is a man one must grow accustomed to. He's lived a very different life from mine, so I must forgive his brutal frankness. I will say, in a city of so many different factions and so much suspicion, he has proven himself a true friend.
So, how do you do it?
Do what?
I mean, you say that no one's ever turned lead into gold, but how do you try to do it?
Through experimentation in my laboratory.
Your laboratory?
Yes, through experimentation and notation in my laboratory.
Can I see it?
My laboratory?
Yes.
I don't see why not. This way.
Whoa!
It seems quite chaotic, but everything has its purpose. You can see boiling away here is the alembic. Here I have a mortar and pestle for pulverizing substances. The crucible here is to create an environment so hot that it can melt various metals. And built into the wall here is the athanor. Essentially an oven meant to heat substances consistently over a long period of time. You seem confused.
Well, you seem to have gone to a lot of trouble.
I suppose I have, yeah.
And it just seems like a lot to try and turn the first thing...
lead?
...into gold. Why is this so important to you?
Clementine, may I tell you something?
Yes?
I have very much enjoyed our conversations these past few days.
You have?
Yes, I have enjoyed your company.
Oh, well... how could you not enjoy a crazy person who doesn't remember who she is living in your house?
When I speak with you, I find myself having to reconsider that which I had taken for granted.
Because I never know what anyone's talking about?
Precisely.
You're welcome.
I find myself now having to explain the importance of gold to you.
You don't have to explain the importance of gold. I get it. It's pretty. It's rare. Everyone wants it. I want to know why you do it. Why is it important to you? Why do all this? I know you're not just trying to get rich.
I am a nobleman. I am the second son of Tybalt the First, and back in my homeland we have a very nice castle and land as far as the eye can see.
And you're here?
Yes. Because even as a young boy, I knew I was going to leave.
Why?
When I was a boy, there was an uprising. The peasants of the land rose up in rebellion. They had been overtaxed and put upon for too many years. They made the brave choice to rise up against those who were oppressing them. My father was one of those oppressors, and he, as well as other noblemen like him, put down this rebellion. Violently. As a boy, I watched from a window of the castle where the peasants were made an example of in the town square. Put into stocks. Sometimes executed.
Oh my God.
I tried to see the difference between myself and these peasants. What is it that places them in the town square and I high above in a castle? I could only find one thing. I cannot describe to you how much this world revolves around that small lump of gold. It is the new axis on which the world turns. Men kill for it, die for it, go to war for it. And that boy high in that castle in York, he wanted it all to stop.
How would you do that?
By flooding the world with it. What if I could make so much gold that no one ever wanted for anything? What if I could make the lords of the land irrelevant? What if the peasant had just as much gold as the king? What if we could be free of it all?
Are you trying to save the world, Tarek?
It's foolish, I know.
It's not foolish. It's beautiful. So why come here? Why not do all this at home?
Jerusalem is one of the oldest cities in the world, as are its libraries. I sought ancient knowledge. There are a few places more ancient than this place.
Is there writing on the wall?
Yes, the writing was here when I arrived. At first I thought to have it removed, but I've grown to appreciate its presence.
I can't read it.
It's Latin.
Audacis fortuna juvat. What does that mean?
Fortune favors the bold.
Beati pauperis spiritu. What does that mean?
Blessed in spirit are the poor.
Ad vitam aeternam. What does that mean?
To eternal life.
You're holding my hand.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Good to see you, good to see you.
One of your little messengers came by my home, said to meet you at the Tower of David with dates.
And here we are at the Tower of David, and you have brought dates.
What's this about, Yosef?
About? It must be about something.
Well, this is the first time you've summoned me. I've not been summoned before.
Why must you say summon? I did not summon you. I wish to see my friend Tarek. I also wish to have dates.
What are we doing here?
The Holy Austrian Sisters again. They are touring the tower and praying. They will be a while. Look, Berbers. Very rare for Berbers to come to Jerusalem.
How do you know they're Berbers?
I know they're Berbers because I cannot understand what they're saying. Many languages among them, the Berbers.
Fascinating.
How have you been?
Well.
Well. Good. I am glad you are well.
Yosef?
Two reasons a friend disappears. One, he is dead. Two, he is in love. You stand before me, not dead.
Is there such a thing as privacy with you in my life?
Of course not.
Over the last few weeks, Clementine and I have become very close.
No, you have not.
What do you mean?
Her name is not Clementine.
Yosef.
Her name is not Clementine. Neither of you know her name.
That doesn't matter.
She could be named Salome.
She is not named Salome.
How do you know?
We are not children, Yosef.
Of course you're not. You are both grown. But there is only one of you who may or may not be married to a duke.
Yosef.
From Bavaria. A duke from Bavaria. A jealous man. A man who will have you hung outside his dour castle by your ankles. Duke Osvaldo Simeoni will be his name.
What are you talking about?
Tarek. Men from your land have come to this place for hundreds of years, and they've made a great mess of it. Do you wish to follow in that tradition?
I am not making a mess of anything.
How do you think this will end?
How do I know it will? Why must you say it will end if her memories never return? If she stays this woman that I love, what then? Why must your view of the world always be so dark?
Habit.
What would you have me do?
What would I have you do? It is a good question. Nothing, my friend. No amount of good sense will stand in the way of what happens now. Come, sit. Let us have the dates.
I did not seek this out, Joseph. She fell into my life. Like a gift.
I know, my friend. Many things fall into our lives. They are not all gifts.
Please allow me to believe in this one.
I shall. Come, I'm hungry.
I can't see. Where are they? I can't see. That's... It's black, I can't. Where are they? Where are the stars?
Today's show is brought to you by June's Journey. Hello there, party people. It's Joe. Are you listening to this show while in a room full of people you are desperately trying to not have a conversation with, but also don't want to look at social media because it's a nonstop sluice of vapid attention seekers? Well, then it's a good thing I showed up to tell you about mobile game June's Journey. In June's Journey, you step into the glamorous world of the 1920s through the lens of June Parker as she sets out to uncover scandalous family secrets and solve the unexplained death of her sister. This hidden object mystery game will put your detective skills to the test as you search beautifully detailed scenes for clues from the parlors of New York to the streets of Paris. But it's not all serious sleuthing. June's Journey also lets you relax and get creative by building and decorating your very own luxurious island estate. Let your imagination run wild as you customize expansive gardens and beautiful buildings. You can even join a detective club to chat, play, and test your skills against other players. Not only am I hooked on June's Journey, but so is my cat. Because he knows that when I'm playing June's Journey, I will be sitting still for the next several minutes and he can sit on my feet. Yes, my feet. I don't know why he does it. Trust me, you'll quickly find yourself lost in this vivid world with a cat sitting on some part of your body as well. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free on iOS and Android.
Dates are not the good dates. Why did you not get the good dates?
They're from Zehonivira.
The Hungarian?
Yes.
I must speak with them. These dates are embarrassing.
What was that?
I do not know.
Thunder?
Not a cloud in the sky. There is... There, in the new city. Do you see it?
Is it a fire?
Smoke, at least.
That's near my home.
We must go.
Clementine!
Clementine!
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'm sorry.
What happened?
I don't know. I was asleep in the bedroom and I heard a very loud noise.
We saw the smoke from across the city.
Really? Wow.
Derek, what under the heavens are you keeping in that special room of yours?
I suppose it could have been something in my laboratory. Are you sure you're unharmed?
I'm fine. Really, it scared me is all.
This will be an interesting story to tell your neighbors, Derek.
It doesn't seem as though anything's been ruined. I'm unsure as to how.
Just lucky, I guess.
Oh, yes. I feel the good fortune wash over me.
I think everything's fine. I'm okay. Nothing's on fire. That's the definition of fine, right? Nobody's hurt? Nothing's on fire? Tarek, really, I was just scared. Nothing bad is happening.
I suppose since the danger has passed, I shall take my leave. Tarek, can you not simply study the teachings of Christ as everyone else from your land does? Illuminated manuscripts do not send smoke into the sky.
I'll consider it, Joseph.
Good day to you, Clementine.
Bye, Joseph. Sorry for the scare.
As we say in Yerushalayim, at least it's not another crusade. Farewell.
Clementine, I'm so sorry. I've obviously been storing my materials improperly. I'll need to wipe the slate clean, start over again, be much more careful.
Tarek?
Yes, what is it?
I was in bed. There was a very loud noise when I woke up. I had this in my hand. I don't know how.
Laying in your hand?
Yes.
Clementine, that is an incredibly large fragment of gold.
I know. I know it is.
It was in your hands when you awoke?
I don't know why. Can you take this? I'm scared of it.
Yes.
What's happening?
You did nothing. You did nothing in the laboratory.
No, Tarek, I was asleep. Why do I feel like I did this?
It's impossible.
I'm scared.
My love, do not be afraid. All things can be explained. We don't have an explanation presently, but we shall. But you mustn't be afraid.
All things can be explained?
Yes.
Call me my love again. That was nice.
My love.
What do we do now?
We watch the sunset and contemplate the fact that there was a great explosion that somehow created a handful of ridges.
Okay. Can you play that song for me again?
I can play other songs.
I want that one.
Very well. Explain to me what we're doing again.
Staying in bed.
But the sun has risen.
Yes, and we have not.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's a nice thing to do sometimes.
As you say.
So, you're a, what was it, nobleman?
I am.
If you're some sort of important person, isn't your family wondering where you are?
I don't believe they are.
How? How far away is England?
You don't know how far away England is.
Hi, have we met? I'm Clementine, the one who doesn't know anything and isn't even named Clementine because she can't remember her name.
When I made the crossing from York to Jerusalem, it took me many months.
Months?
2 voyages overseas, several horses. I was stranded in Greece for a month, waiting for the weather to turn.
That's more of a reason for them to be wondering about you.
Your words are heard, but I am a second son.
What do you mean?
I am the son of Tybalt the First. My elder brother is Tybalt the Second. I am simply Tarek. When you're the second son of a lord, you have one charge throughout your life. Stay alive in the event that your brother dies. There must always be an heir.
That sounds kind of horrible, Tarek.
It's for the best. I would make a terrible heir. I spend too much time in libraries. My father kept a massive library. He was always puzzled when I would use the damn thing. He said being a scholar was akin to being gracefully impaired.
Oh, he sounds like a great guy.
He is challenging.
So you just sit there?
I could have done. But instead I came here. Instead I chose this rather odd life.
A life of laying in bed with forgetful women?
Yes.
Doesn't sound so bad.
It is, in fact, quite perfect.
I know you want to talk about the gold. I really don't know what happened.
We need not speak of it. Simply another mystery to unravel. There appears to be 1,000 mysteries to unravel. No harm in adding one more. All gold is a mystery, really. It's unlike any substance on Earth. I often wonder if its origins are different from the other rocks and metals of the Earth. Perhaps if I could discern its origin, the key to transmutation would be revealed to me. But that is a mystery I've no idea how to unravel.
I'll let you know if I have any ideas.
Thank you, my love.
So that's all an alchemist does, huh? All gold all the time?
Well, there is one other goal of the alchemist, but it is an even more impossible goal than that of transmutation.
What is it?
Eternal life.
Really?
Alchemists seek an elixir, the elixir of life. Something that will dispel all ailments and preserve youth. An alchemist is not simply seeking gold. An alchemist wishes to defeat death.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's true.
Do you really believe that?
I'm unsure. I know that I believe in knowledge, and I believe that, given enough time, all will be revealed, all aspects of life. The question that remains is when. How long must we wait for the truth to be revealed?
Hey, speaking of the truth being revealed, I want to tell you something.
What's that?
I don't want to remember who I am. I don't want my memories back. I want to be Clementine. And I want to live in Jerusalem with Tarek of York. I want that to be my life. Do you want that to be your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, good. I love you.
And I you.
Good. Good.
Does this mean we can get out of bed now?
Absolutely not.
Greetings, Clementine.
Hi, Yosef.
I see you've learned how to summon me.
Yes. It was very awkward. I talked to one of your little messengers, and he didn't understand anything I was saying. Luckily, all I needed to say was your name.
Speak and I appear. Where is our young man today?
He's at the Library of the Greek Orthodox something.
Patriarchate.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Greeks do make an excellent library, do they not?
Sure.
So, I have been summoned. Please, how can I be of assistance?
I was hoping you could help me with something.
Of course.
I want to surprise Tarek.
He hates surprises, so this is, of course, a wonderful idea. What is the surprise?
I want to surprise him by going outside.
Huh. Not what I was expecting.
I want him to come home, and I can say that I've been outside, and I saw some things, and I got him something at the market. I want to show him that I'm here. That I'm here in Jerusalem with him.
You're both very strange, yes?
Yeah, I'm aware. Please, if you don't mind, show me Jerusalem.
Very well. First, you must cover your head.
Really? Why?
That hair of yours will attract attention. Also to show respect. Also because, in truth, the sun is quite hot.
Okay, then what?
We will start at the very heart of Jerusalem.
Sounds like fun.
I am a pious man, and I believe that if Hashem desires a city to be built, it will be built. But in truth, there is one reason why the city of Jerusalem exists, and it is this.
A pool?
The Gihon Spring. It comes up from the mountain like a gift. It flows through the city and brings water to us all. There would be no Yerushalayim without it. Come, remove your sandals.
Okay.
There were once many pools of Siloam like this, but war, strife, they are all gone. But this one, built by the Byzantines. In we go. Beware, it's very cold.
Oh, God. It's okay for me to just walk in there?
No, yes. In we go.
Holy shit! This is so cold.
It awakens the senses, yes?
Yeah, it feels like pure ice on my feet.
This is important as a first stop, Clementine. You are in the bloodstream of Jerusalem. You will never be closer to
me. Okay, I'm glad, but how long do I have to stand in the cold water?
We can be done. Let us warm up our feet with a walk along the wall.
This wall is huge. Who built this?
It is a curious thing about Jerusalem. Everything you see belongs just a bit to everyone. The first people here were the Canaanites, then my people. After that, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and so on and so on. The city has changed hands many times. Everyone who has controlled it has broken down the wall, then built it back up again. Presently, it is the Mamluks. They are not bad. They let people worship, they build. In 100 years, who knows who will control it? Whoever it may be, I hope they keep the city free for all people.
Why do so many people want to control it?
That is a question for another man. The life of the conqueror to me just seems like troubles. I prefer to talk to people, not to take things from them. This marketplace has been here since I was a boy. I grew up in this place, running through the streets with my friends. You said you wished to get something for Tarek at the market?
Yes, I don't Know what, though?
Sadly, I cannot recommend the dates. They have gone wrong, and I have not yet addressed this problem. Hashem willing, the crop will improve next season.
You keep saying that word.
Which word?
Hashem.
Indeed. Hashem. He is the father of us all.
Is that like when other people say God?
It is. But my word is Hashem.
Can you explain to me what all that means? God, Hashem, whatever. What is it? What's so funny?
Clementine, look around you.
What?
You stand in the city of God. For all of us, Christians, Muslims, Jews.
So?
So, you may be the only person to ever walk through the streets of Yerushalayim to wonder what God is. Everyone here has already decided.
I'm sure I'll get around to that eventually. In the meantime, can you tell me? What is Hashem? Can you describe it?
In truth, I cannot.
I thought I was the only one.
I can tell you of Hashem, but I cannot describe him.
Why not?
I can see what Eric means now about the way you speak. Look there. Do you see those chickens?
Yes.
Do you see the one with the limp?
Yes.
That chicken was made by Hashem.
Okay.
Also, the man who sells the chickens. Also, the ground the chickens roost upon. Also, everything in this marketplace. Also, the sky above that you fear so much. Hashem has made all of this. How could I possibly describe him?
He literally made everything?
It's true.
Why?
Because he loves us. Certainly, from time to time, he will become angry, he will lose his temper, he will bring a flood, bring plagues, turn people to salt.
Salt?
Aside from those things, he loves us very much. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Lemons.
Lemons?
I want to bring Tarek some lemons.
Why lemons?
I don't know. They're colorful. Also, they are clear proof that I went outside.
Very well. Lemons you shall have.
Why are we taking this street?
You didn't notice, but there began to be several people looking at you in the marketplace. You were attracting attention.
I was?
Yes. Of course, there's nothing wrong with attention, but this kind of attention, I think it's best if we get back to your home before they begin to get more curious than they deserve to be.
Have people really never seen red hair before?
It is not just your hair, Clementine.
What is it?
You have a way about you. You stand out in a crowd. It can make people nervous.
Why are we stopping? Who are these men?
Greetings, my friends. Lovely day, is it not?
Why aren't they answering you?
They are thieves.
Thieves?
We wish no trouble, my friends.
What are they going to do?
We will hope that they only take our money.
What else would they do?
Remember not to look them in the eyes.
Oh, God.
Don't touch me!
I've returned. You may be surprised to learn that I have not unraveled the great mysteries. I suppose I must return on the morrow.
Hello, my friend.
Yosef, what are you doing here?
We must speak.
Where is Clementine?
She is in your special room.
What is she doing there? Clementine!
Tarek.
What is it?
Clementine asked me to take her into the city today.
What? She's never even left the house.
She wanted to show you that she could walk the streets like any other.
Why didn't you wait for me?
Tarek, she did quite well. We had a lovely day in the city. But on the way back from the market... there were thieves. We were attacked in the street.
What did they do to her?
Tarek.
What did they do to her? Clementine!
Tarek, they did nothing to her. But you must speak with her.
What's happened?
Tarek. I do not believe that Moses brought 10 plagues to Egypt. I do not believe that Noah put all of the animals on Earth into a boat. These are good stories. Stories for my children. But today, I do not know what I saw today. Speak with her. Know everything she tells you is true. I saw it happen. I must take my leave of you, my friends. I must go be with my family.
Clementine.
Stay over there.
What's wrong?
Stay over there. I don't want something to happen.
What do you mean?
Something happened.
Joseph told me.
No, he didn't.
Clementine, whatever has happened...
I turned them into salt.
You...
One of them tried to grab me, and I said, "Don't touch me," but... this sound came out of my mouth. It was... I don't know what it was.
Clementine, when things such as this happen to us, our minds can shape things after they happen, and we can see them in a very different way than they actually occurred. I believe you're frightened, and your mind is...
The one that grabbed me... After it happened, his hand broke off. I held on to it all the way back home. I don't know why. It's sitting on the table. Tell me what that is. Is that my mind? Joseph was telling me about his God. He mentioned in passing something about God turning people to salt. Did you talk to Joseph? What did he say?
He told me to believe you.
You should. I think I may be a monster.
You are not.
Look what I did.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
I do not. In the midst of all these things, I do not understand. The one thing I do understand looms above them all and shines like a beacon.
What is it?
My love for you, Clementine.
That can't be true.
It can. It is. May I come sit next to you on the floor?
I'm scared.
I am not.
I told you. I didn't want to remember who I was. I don't know if I can stop that from happening. I feel like... it's knocking on the door.
Let it come in.
What if it's terrible?
I'm unafraid. Let it come in.
No, well, no, we have to keep going. That's what she would want. We have to. There's nothing else.
Oh.
They have found a woman outside the city.
Found? Explain what you mean by found.
She is, I find this hard to explain. Perhaps we should depart, see for ourselves.
Is she lost?
She is most definitely lost.
The fact that you think your god would look unfavorably on you for giving assistance to a woman who is obviously in need of it is simply ridiculous.
Yes, but I know I have my friend Derek, so I can remain pious and also help her through
you. Throughout the day she has been here, Yosef.
And her suffering soon shall end because you have arrived. I imply nothing. I simply say to you this. When you are around this woman, do you feel that your head is clear?
Yes.
Are you now in this marketplace trying to find her a route that does not exist?
What do you suggest?
How do you think this will end?
How do I know it will? Why must you say it will end if her memories never return? If she stays this woman that I love, what then? Why must your view of the world always be so dark?
Habit.
What would you have me do? Clementine?
Dear Tarek, something is happening to me. I can't stop it. Whatever I'm becoming is pulling me away from you. Maybe it should. I think what I'm becoming could be dangerous, and if I hurt you, I would never forgive myself. And I know that no matter how dangerous I became, you would never leave me. You would never save yourself. So I have to save you by leaving you. I know you won't understand this. I know you may never forgive me. I hope you also know that my heart is broken. I hope you know that I've left with you a piece of myself I may never get back again. Please remember me as that person you found in a field. As that strange woman walking through your laboratory. As that woman whose hand you held. As the woman who curled up against you at night. As the woman who fell in love with you. Because I do love you. Tarek of York. I will forever.
Thank you.
Yes?
Tarek of York?
Yes.
Message for you.
Who are you?
Bye.
Midnight Burger?
Thanks for listening to Midnight Burger, y'all. Be sure and tune in this time next month for more adventures in the vastness.
And if time and tide roil you too harshly, or diurnal courses leave you with no safe havens, just remember, we're out there, somewhere, looking for you.
We open at 6.
Midnight Burger is made possible in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bert, Bethany, Second Bethany, Megan Mighty, Siobhan Delilah Rose, Dan Bowman, Big Sexy, Casper's number one fan, Stu, Tess Bart, Nan McVicker, Rusty Accord, A Bug Named Nat, Mothra Stewart, Hicks Bezzy Mates, Daniel L., Mitzi Lou, Life is Liminal, The Art Sherpa, G. Longhorn, Lucrezia, Amy Pollard, Zeoni Vida, Brick Hausdorf, The Waiting Pool Pirates, Past Prologue, Little Ball of Odd, Dr. Punt Gusher Esquire, Stefan, Chelsea G., Lydia Kenworthy, Tanya Ricardo, Mel Momberg, Cosmic Shrug, Osvaldo Simeoni, Joel Frederick, Kingpin, Nesbell, Boodles, Rashmi Vinkatesh, Rubius Fuzzlebutt, Miss Chris Still Making Sandwiches, Hot Plate of Biscuits and Gravy, Banshee Ranch, Victor in Cincinnati, Bacon, Kurt Bartnick, Tom Webster, Infinity Times Infinity, St. Fu, Roman Ronan, D. Fox, Matt Mosby, Nicole Colangelo, J. Way Mythical, The Real Dirt Fairy, Hayabuda, Rubies, Lady Karma, Amar J. Dibble, Stephanie Sturgis, The Dread Pirate Fred Fredberger, Daniel Caprit, Ryan Ortega, Rogue, Liz Lasereyes, Ivy, Raphael S.K., Cole, Your Favorite Kenny, Reaper, Black Squirrel, SCRB Mark 11, Robert Oliveri, Adrian Ramirez, Berserking Off, Hayward's Finest Garen Elizondo, Genuine Jacob, Schnugans, Kelly Jane Danke, Ambient Drifting Man 80, Mossy, Stephen Robin Poole, Stephen Schmidt, Pathos, Amanda Marie Cathrain, The Something Something Detective Agency, Underwater Corvid, Andrea Strick, Virgo Aries Infinity, Sir Cat Dad, The Amburglar, Velocicate, Gracefully Impaired, Screm Brulee, Jack Lane, Lola, Phantom Turtle, Chaos Squatcher, Bookshift Managed, Aaron the Optimist, Andrew Barner, Criddle, Camel Pope, Topharius, Christian Davis, Patrick Jenkins, Clara Olson, Justine Burbank, Sunny D. Anomaly, Peachy Zetuichi, The Bard with the Tuba, ALR, Chris Hancock, Dances with Burritos, Terrifying Genderless Space Pirate Uncle Buck, Caravan Shaker, Trinket Coralie, Disco Funkslinger, Charlie DeLambert, Deli Cruz, Edgy Steve, Incorrigible Ross, Hashtag Nissan Acura, Grilled Chicken Sando, Lara Orchid, Quillandis, Heidelbirdie, Miss May aka Heather Berland, Potato Nation, Le Cockney Francaise, Alice Malice, Podge Art, Rudra, Starlight, Freya Titmittens, Celeste Yos, Corrine Sabrantha, Weirdly Nordic Leviathan, Sean Wright, Michael Christian, Wandering Aquarius, Moldy Bread Millie, Tarvox Stormbringer, Techno Ranger Rick, Magnificent Hogbeast, Charmay, Kyle of Light, Broccoini, Theo Alex Dean, Flat Doug, Sarah Farmer, Arrow of Truth, Purple Saline, The Wondrous Methazophon, Antigone Brickman, Nicole 23, Saren Far Beyond the Stars, Spizzarinctum, Smelga Snorowitz, Samira, Xavier Sage, Blargo Blargo Blargo, Onyx Rose, Death the Kid, Charlington Beastcoat, Tamara Oliver, Kelsey Holm, Jackie Wavelet, Marissa, Damien the Goddamn Time Lawyer, Terry, Skyland, Magic Pony, Jay Snoozton, Maggie's Yarm, Rebecca Trossel, Zealous Pragma, Mallory May, Tybalt the First, Aaron Mitchell, Raven the Necco Queen, Ashley Chapel Peoples, No One Special, Melvis Gray Mystery, Alkalized Tertiary Amines, Omvega, Codex Typo, Alcave, Kevin Batten, Creator 67, Sono Nasuno, John Dew, Courtney DePona, John Pruitt, Justin at the Tree Cave, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derplahoma, It's Just Blake, The Pearsons, Tired Pirate Muffin, JR the Hiker Bear, Fiona Malisi, Menlor, Rachel Rachelson, Nicole Studioso, Tracy, Elspeth, Calibri, The Green Street Major, Posh Baby Rentals Florida, Jessica Shelton, Nate, Three Legs Are Perfectly Good, Sarah Murphy, Maloran, Mroon Mai Salil, Noah and Katie, Late Indeed Again, Ian Hertzler, Mother of Thor, Cryptesia, Nth Anomaly, Special K, Salazar the Dough Mage, Grace Collum, Laura, Ryan Abbey, Zuzana, Best Buds Danny and M, Captain Blep, Finnegan Robert, Lord Than and Lady Sars, Ashton James, Sarah Bergenholtz, Paul A. Johnson, Hunter B, Zacky Nat, Big Whiskey, Talon Lawson, Naya, Kara, Ben and Jessica, Dandy Bay, CC Ryder, K Mac, Rambo, the artist formerly known as Mouse Cop, Kirsten, Eli the Electrician, Adelaide Dark, Good God There Are So Many Names, Curtis Trell Sr., David Pierini, Terrified Toddler, Dalek Steve, Dancing Dog Dreams, Beatrice Bodacious, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.
I imagine you will still receive his display. I imagine you will still receive his. Is my bed. Okay. Where are we taking this from?
Oh, nope. That's a gasp. That was okay. Okay. Let me just do one more. Whoa.
It seems quite chaotic, but everything has its purpose. You can see boiling away here is the alembic. Here I have a mortar and pestle for pulverite. Here I have a mortar and pestle for pulver. Yep.
Finley, pronunciation expert.
Pestle. Mortar and pestle.
Pestle. What'd you call me?
Clementine, may I? I did this. I keep saying my.
Look, Berbers. Very rare for Berbers to come to Jerusalem. I want to do that again. The holy...
My brain refuses to hold on it. Zehoni Vera. Okay.
In 100 years, who knows will control... In 100 years, who knows will... In 100 years, who knows who will... In 100 years.
Why are we taking this street? No, sorry, let me do that again.
Clementine... Whatever has happened, it's nothing that we're kind... Sorry.
I've actually not stopped, because I'm afraid if I do, I will never resume. So you have a whole lot of bullshit to cut out. Sorry, Joe. Okay, great. Boom! We did it! All right, guys. Well, I will finalize this, and I have no bazooki to record for you, so then I'll send it over, and great.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends because...
You're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's got a satchel.
That is the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
How much is a donkey cost?
Everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had 3 eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.